Syria attempts to crush the Day of Rage. A prison outreach addresses a serious need in prison. And dream teams are being created in Tanzania. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tanks rolled through parts of Syria to crush the Day of Rage over the weekend. In the meantime, the United States announced more sanctions in response to the government's brutal crackdown on protests. Carl Mueller of Open Doors USA says Christians are facing an uncertain future in the country.
The Christians there that we're working with are quite concerned that if there are extremists mobilizing in the rebellion and they overthrow Assad without any clear replacement in place, there could be a period of time, perhaps even a permanent situation, where Iran or other extremist nations use their influence to make it very, very difficult for the Christians.
Syrian Christians spent last week in prayer for their country as the chaos rose to a fever pitch. It's an example others can be heartened by.
We can draw strength from the fact that they are standing strong in the middle of this storm, that their encouragement to us is to be watchful in prayer for them and to know that they're still sharing Jesus Christ despite the hardships that they're facing.
Next, the death tolls climbed over the 300 mark in last week's deadly storms that spawned tornadoes across the United States South. The Billy Graham Rapid Response Team of crisis-trained chaplains has staff on the ground in the region. The teams are being deployed in coordination with Samaritan's Purse. The goal is to not only provide physical relief, but help them know that Christ cares for them. You can help with your prayers and financial gifts. We'll connect you at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Evangelist Sammy Tippett has experienced personal revival that came through jogging in the past few years. Now he's paying it forward in India.
I am beginning a television broadcast in India using that whole metaphor of the race.
The broadcast is meant to bring revival to a state with the oldest Christian community in India.
Tamil Nadu, that particular state, is where it's believed that Thomas went and brought the gospel.
But the show will also be an unparalleled opportunity to share the gospel.
We have a prime spot from 9 until 10 o'clock in the evening on secular stations throughout that whole state. And a very interesting thing in that particular state is that the government, through some political maneuvers and everything that they've done, they have put a television set in every home in that state.
Tens of millions could potentially be watching the show, which starts tomorrow night. Pray God will bring revival. Next, addictions go hand in hand in prison. Dr. David Scheringa of Crossroad Bible Institute says they're a serious issue.
About 80% of people in prison wrestle with some sort of addiction, alcohol, drugs, whatever. And in fact, a very high percentage of people in prison committed their crime while under the influence of some substance.
In a CBI Quarterly magazine, Scheringa recently addressed inmates on the issue.
So I've been writing these articles, and the response has just been unbelievable. I've never written anything that has received so much response.
The response inspired Crossroad to create an entire course on the subject to help their students toward freedom.
It seeks to have a balanced and holistic approach.
That means catering to the mind, heart, and will of a person. A relationship with Christ is vital. The course will be released internationally in 2012. And the Nassau Theological College in Tanzania is in the business of creating dream teams. Actually, it was a dream of Africa Inland Mission to create a school within the country's borders that would train theologically sound leaders. Each year, they graduate dream teams who take the gospel with a fresh vision. Lately, though, scholarships have kept the training on schedule for many of the students. Keep praying for God's provision for them and to pray for more opportunities. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you'll learn foundational principles and biblical truths that will enable you to pray effectively for your family, your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.